God doesn't have to check with himself to see whether he will bring something about. He gets to skip that part. But since you and I are not God, we must begin with this truth. Have faith in God. Once our heart's desire aligns with his perspective, whatever we say in faith can and will come about. This principle is replete in Scripture. Our words carry no weight if they are not rooted in faith in God's will and power. For example, if you were to go to work tomorrow and your coworker said to you, "You're fired," you probably wouldn't get too nervous. But if your boss said the same thing, that's a different story. When people are authorized to speak, their words carry weight. The authorization is what matters. So, before you try to move any mountains, align your faith under God's rule and perspective. Your declaration must first have his authorization. Let me put it this way. We all have power in our homes because we are connected to a source of electricity. When you pay your bills on time, the power company authorizes you to use their power. However, the power company is not going to come to your house and plug in your television or appliances. You have to do that. All they do is authorize you to use the power. Two things must happen for your appliances to work. First, you must connect them to the authorized power. Second, you must turn them on. If you fail to do either of those two things, you will not access the power you need. Likewise, to move mountains, two things must occur. You must have faith in God's authorized power.